Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The UK government has proposed a new law that could give Britons the right to be forgotten. The e-commerce giant Tencent is taking its red packet service to India, and the role of social media in video marketing is changing. The UK government has proposed a new law that could give Britons the right to be forgotten. Under the proposals, the EU's GDPR legislation would be made into UK law in order to make the country's transition from the EU easier. If the Data Protection Bill is passed, Britons will be able to find out what information is stored about them by companies online and demand the data be deleted. This would include everything from names and online browsing history to even DNA. It's intended to give Britons full control over their digital data. As part of the proposal, internet companies such as Facebook and Google will be forced to delete children's data once they reach adulthood. As well as this, parents will be able to give or refuse their consent for their child's information to be stored. It'll also be made a criminal offence for organisations to intentionally or recklessly create situations where an individual can be identified from anonymised data. Any organisation or internet company that breaks the rules could be fined up to £17 million, or 4% of the firm's global turnover. The Digital Minister, Matt Hancock, said that the measures are designed to support businesses in their use of data and give consumers the confidence that their data is protected. The Chinese e-commerce company Tencent is taking its Red Packets initiative to the Indian market. Red packets are a Chinese phenomenon which has moved online in recent years, whereby envelopes are filled with money and given as gifts. In China last year, around 64 billion packets were gifted over Tencent's payment platform alone. The decision to move this tradition into the Indian market shows the company's international intentions. Packets will be blue in the country and will be available during festivals such as Holi and Diwali on the Tencent-backed Hike chat platform. The market is becoming somewhat of a battleground for Chinese online giants after Alibaba bought the Indian digital payments and e-commerce company Paytm earlier this year. However, Tencent has been warned by critics of its intentions to use blue packets in India, and has been told that it should have looked into Indian culture for inspiration instead of copying a Chinese tradition. A study from WARC has found that the role of social media in video marketing is changing. The study analysed 122 Cannes Lions 2017 entrants and found that video was being increasingly used across multiple platforms. However, compared to last year, there was a major change in the use of social media as a lead channel. Last year, 41% of campaigns in the awards shortlist were led on social media, but that was down to just 4% of the shortlisted campaigns this year. This suggests that the role of social media is developing into one of campaign support rather than as a central method of community engagement. A survey from Nielsen has found that nearly a quarter of digital ads in Australia do not deliver uplift. It was found that 22% of digital ads in the country failed to benefit key brand metrics. It was also found, though, that if consumers were exposed to an ad between 5 and 9 times, then this was the optimal amount for brand lift and would improve campaign resonance by 51%. Nielsen's study showed that frequency of exposure was more effective for certain product categories over others. For example, in the fast-moving consumer goods, electronics, and shopping sectors, frequency was closely linked to resonance, whilst it was the opposite in the finance sector. And finally, China has completed an online drill to completely shut down harmful websites. State-run media said that the reason for the test was to force internet data centers to release information about website owners. The affected sites were closed for around 2.5 hours. This comes not long after China blocked the use of most VPNs in the country, which are widely used by users to get around tough censorship laws. It's been reported that the recent spate of online action from authorities is being done in the lead up to an important political meeting being held in the autumn. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.